This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Wow.
Generation X on Joy 94.9. We're talking about Glee versus High School Musical.
Kirsty's going to join us from Youth Decide.
And a brand new spin on a classic piece of Shakespeare.
Plenty as well. Liam from Equal Love is talking about the Melbourne same-sex rally. I'll get it out in one word.
And plenty more.
Plenty more on tonight's show. First up, though, we got Tiger Lily LaRue coming up right now. Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. Sarah and Kyle here with you tonight. A bumpy start, as always, when Kyle's on. Dan's here as well. Good evening, Dan.
Hello.
It's Dan Vo's last show tonight.
It is.
Are we tomorrow. Totally sad? Everyone's crying.
I was crying before, but I was trying to be strong, and I was trying to prove to you that I can... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to cry again.
Thank you. Your strength is holding me together. And yes, it is my last show because officially...
He's getting old.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, it's all right. That's what I'm here to do.
Well, apparently, according to community broadcasting, 26 is the age that you're no longer young. So
oh, really?
I turn 26 tomorrow. Oh, my God.
I'm turning 21 soon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, my
does that
God.
Make you feel better about stuff?
No. Oh, yeah, no. It does. It makes me feel bit. Really, really good.
Really good. Yeah, I can imagine that. That's totally fine. Big show tonight. We're talking about Glee versus High School Musical. So there's a big thing on at the moment. People are arguing and fighting in the streets over what's better, Glee or High School Musical. I personally haven't seen Glee.
Well, I personally have seen Glee, and I think that Glee totally owns High School Musical.
Well, we're all entitled to our own opinions. Dan, have you seen...
Can I confess I've seen neither?
Neither. That's okay. Yeah, you're 26 tomorrow. No, well, I've seen High School Musical because I'm like a huge Zac Efron fan, but when it first came out, I just didn't hear anything. I just didn't go to it. I didn't do anything. I just did nothing about it, and then all of a sudden I watched it one day, and... Thumbs up. I really liked it.
You are wearing the Zac Efron t-shirt
I am.
As well.
Yep. I'm not pathetic. What's this bagging out thing? Dan, you're 26. Okay.
I should be wearing a Gleek t-shirt.
Yeah.
Gleek on it because we've got High School Musical in this corner and then we've got Gleek in this corner.
And then there's Dan.
Yes.
Who thanks. Just... I suppose, do you get like... you might not have watched it, but do you get the whole... appeal of it that everyone what everyone's
I kind of do, and this is stupid for me to say now just on the eve of my losing my youth, but when I was your age
yes back in the day
you kind of always have things that you know just in just ignite the imagination of that generation, so
yeah.
I suppose that's your thing, so
yeah.
What is it about the two and why do you not like the other?
I like High School Musical because it's really like I don't love High School Musical. I'm definitely not a High School Musical massive fan. I like because it's boppy and cool and upbeat, and there's not very many movies now that are boppy and cool and upbeat about stuff, I don't think.
Okay. Except Gleek. Or and Glee, should I say, because I'm a massive Gleek.
You're a huge Gleek, yeah.
I'm a huge Gleek, just like with the adverts, you're a Gleek, and that would be me, because it's Glee.
Yeah.
It's Glee.
It's everything about it.
I didn't even bother watching High School Musical 1, 2, and 3 because I'm a Glee person.
Through and through.
I'm a bit out of my depth. High School the Musical, I can conceive what it's about because the title kind of sums it up.
That's all it is, yeah.
What is Glee? What is that?
Glee is about a school, yes?
Yes, it's about a school.
That is very musical.
Well, basically, Glee is about a jock and a... I guess your modern day wanting to be a superstar kind of chick. They get together and they start singing and then they get a lot of other people involved and then they become Gleeks. They get the group called the Gleeks. And a Spanish teacher actually takes over the Gleeks.
Okay.
And it's...
And they sing Spanish.
Sing Spanish. Which is opera and Dan's an opera fan. Yeah, you love it now. Is that right? Yes. If you love Glee, or if you love High School Musical, or if you hate both of them, SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Get in it, get on it, whatever you want
to
do.
You're in it to win it.
You're in it to win it. There's nothing to win, but yep, you're in it
except
to win it.
Except our undying love.
Yeah. And Dan's undying love as well.
We actually just got an email through to Michael saying that Glee all the way.
Yep.
So,
and he said first High School Musical was great, but the West were craptastic. Oh, well. Each to their own, Micah. You're not here at the moment. Oh, no. We're gonna play a song from Glee, Don't Stop Believing. You probably heard it on the TV promos.
I'm going to go out and do a little dance.
And freak out. She's freaking. She's jumping on the walls. Out. Here it is, Don't Stop Believing Glee. SMS 0427JOY949 or SMS... or email rather, onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. How wonderful was that?
It was amazing.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I might start watching, I think. I don't know.
It's just
I'll get stuck into it and I won't, and I'll buy all the DVDs and just won't stop watching.
It's just that song just uplifts you and it just makes you want to dance and prance around and it's just it's so joyous. Anyways, we're actually joined with Kirsty from Youth Decide to discuss Youth Decide.
Yep, and all about it and all the funny things it does.
Fantastic.
You're on. There we go. Hello, Christy. Kirsty.
Hey, how you going?
I'll get it right one day.
Yeah, no problem.
Very good.
Answer to both.
Sarah.
Kirsty, what's your background in regards to Youth Decide?
So I'm the event support staff for Victoria and Tasmania. And I've been volunteering with the AYCC, which is the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, for about a year and a half. And Australian Youth Climate Coalition and World Vision got together to create Youth Decide. And there's about six of us supporting events across the country.
Who are you mainly targeting for Youth Decide?
So Youth Decide is Australia's first youth vote on climate change. So young people aged 12 to 29 this week will be able to vote online for the kind of world they want to inherit. So we're looking for everyone from schools... to universities, workplaces, families, trying to get everyone involved because this is our future.
I noticed a lot on online when I checked it out before that there's a lot happening all across Australia, Victoria, everywhere.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was shocked.
It's so exciting. So there's two aspects to Youth Decide. One is that this week people will be able to vote online and they get to choose between three worlds that they'd like to inherit based on the climate policies our government will be taking to Copenhagen. But there's another aspect, and that is that young people will be uniting around the issue of climate change in voting events across the country. We've got a really huge one here in Melbourne tomorrow, but there's from schools to workplaces. One example would be a school is running an enviro obstacle course at their school this week. Another one is organising free fairy floss or green pancakes.
Oh, cool.
Green amazing pancakes. Events across the country, yeah.
So are they pancakes made of green colour dye? Or?
I hope so.
I'm like hoping. Grass.
Grass pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like that or not.
No. I don't know. Try it. Don't knock until you tried it, as I always say. That's the Joy motto.
Can I ask what are the three choices that they've got in terms of, you know, what are the three different planets that we could inherit?
Yeah, for sure. So at the end of the year, all the governments of the world are coming together to decide what the world is going to do about climate change. And our government is aiming for a 4 to 24% reductions in emissions by 2020, which gives us more than a 50% chance of dangerous runaway climate change and a catastrophic future for our generation. So we're saying, well, you know, young people around Australia aren't able to vote, but if you were able to vote, what would you tell your government about what targets they should be taking to Copenhagen? So there's three choices. You can choose the 4 to 24% reductions, like our government's got, 25 to 40%, or greater than 40%. Keeping in mind that countries like the Pacific Islands are asking for at least 45% reductions in emissions. Obviously, they've got a lot of vested interest in a safe climate future, just like us.
With if you're going to vote for a 40% reduction,
mm-hmm.
how much work has to go into that, and is it going to change the globe drastically? Like, are we going to have to change the way we do business? And
I believe, well, obviously, we're going to have to make some
huge changes,
but I believe that they're all within grasp, very easily within our grasp. Australia, per person, are the biggest polluters in the developed world.
Yeah.
We really don't need to be driving our cars everywhere. We don't need to be leaving our lights on. We don't need to be eating as much meat as we do. There's lots of small changes individuals can make. And we have huge capacity in this country for solar and wind and geothermal technology. But on top of that, we have so many different ways we can reduce our waste. One really interesting one is if we were just to stop cutting down the forests in Southeast Australia, an ANU report came out and said we could offset our emissions by 25% for the next 100 years.
Wow.
That's a pretty huge cut for not much trade-offs.
So, well, a lot of my friends say that it's the older generation, it's their fault that that the universe is the way it is and we've messed it up and all that sort of thing, and we're left to deal with it. And it's the same sort of thing now, where a financial crisis, where our kids are going to have to deal with that as well.
Yeah.
How much knowledge was there, I suppose, that could have stopped this? Or we just didn't have...
Did you know that we knew that burning fossil fuels caused climate change since the 1800s?
Oh, wow.
A Russian scientist came out in the 1800s and said, if we burn fossil fuels, we'll cause climate change. He thought that was quite cool in Russia because it was really cold.
Yeah.
Didn't realise the extreme impacts climate change could have, and probably had no idea that we would... Pre-industrialisation, we were at 280 parts per million. We're now at 380 parts per million.
Mm. So presumably there's been a huge shift in terms of what people think about climate change. And in terms of young people today, what can they do in terms of, you know, yes, they can vote, but beyond that, what are the things that they can do to work with this project?
Well, it's all about making our voices heard. Our generation, I think, is the most incredible generation. We are the ones who are going to solve this crisis. We are going to be the most affected by climate change. We have the passion, we have the time, we have the ability to think outside the box, and no one else is more idealistic than our generation. We can see the solutions and we can and make them. There's some amazing ideas of what young people around the world have done. For example, in America, they held the Step It Up campaign, where they got young people to take a photo of themselves saying, Step It Up Congress, 80% reductions in emissions by 2050. And by the end of the week, both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton agreed to that reduction.
Wow,
so
yeah.
We can make these huge changes, and I think Youth Decide will be just the same. From Youth Decide, there's a 350 day of action, and then beyond that, you know, looking at Copenhagen and the federal election next year, there's lots to get involved in. But this week, you need to vote online, www.youthdecide.com.au. Choose the world that you want to inherit and get all of your friends to vote too. We've already got 12,000 votes, and we need so many more so we can take them to our government.
There's, what, 19 million Australians?
And 4.8 million Australians are allowed to vote this week.
Do it.
So get all your friends, Facebook them, spam them.
Yeah.
Ring every friend and get them to vote at youthdecide.com.au.
If someone wants to go in, organise an event, how exactly would they go about doing so?
Yeah, so you can organise an event in, you know, your school. One person is organising a morning tea for friends. Picnics in parks, anything that you have a computer where people can vote online, and then anything that attracts people, music or food. If you don't have the time to organise an event, you can go onto our website and see the events that are already being held. Tomorrow night there's the concert at Federation Square, 5 till 8pm, with the Cat Empire, Kiss Chasey, Jim Owen and a special guest. So it's going to be a huge night, free concert at Federation Square.
I got excited when I saw Jim Owen. I thought, I'm
going to go for that. It's going to be amazing. But across the country, there's events being held that you can get involved in. And if you want to volunteer your time, if you're here in Melbourne, you can go onto the website, find my name, kirsty.albion at youthdecide.com.au. And we've got the Northcote High Vibes Festival, the Royal Melbourne Show we need volunteers for. Lots of events happening around the country this week.
There's tons. And the website is huge. Like, there's just... I was shocked. I was blown away by it. I'm really impressed. Kirsty, thanks for joining us from Youth Decide. Get on the website, www.youthdecide.com.au. All the information will be on our blog as usual. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having
me.
We'll be back soon on Joy 94.9.
I'm joined with Tavi from the Melbourne University Shakespeare Company. Hi, Tavi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good, thank you.
Tavi, how about we start with your theatre background?
Well, actually started doing musicals, not Shakespeare, so that's been a big transition. I did years and years of musicals, so Cabaret and The Pajama Game and, you know, a bit of Fame, life, things like that. And then I thought, well, I'll go into Shakespeare and I'll do some tragedy now. So that's how that happened. I think I just wanted to explore more text-based theatre rather than, you know, the singing and dancing, which I love, I do. But, I thought, well, who's got not the best text around, that would be Shakespeare, so I thought I'd try that out.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Othello?
Othello, well, myself and my assistant director, Alex, we cut the show down to an hour, and so it was a 3-hour long play, and we cut it down really short because we're going to do it twice. Every night we perform it twice, once with the male cast and once with the female cast. So we actually flipped all the characters to be one gender at any one time. And yeah, we've been running the show for a week and we've got another week coming up. The dialogue is all the same, so they're saying exactly the same things and they've got the same character outlines and everything, but the way, you know, for example, the way the male Iago plays this evil character in comparison to the way the female Iago plays it, it comes out really different. So if you think about an evil man in comparison to an evil woman, you know, they're really different beings, and it's really shown in that respect. We had 1 week last week, and we're going this week, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday. So Wednesday to Friday is at 8 p.m. at the Guild Theatre at Melbourne University, and Saturday is an earlier show at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Tabby, for coming on.
Thank you, Sarah. This was fun.
Globe, Melbourne's gay and lesbian organisation of business and enterprise, supports small to medium businesses.
Globe hosts specific events and tailored workshops for GLBTI business owners.
For the full event schedule and more details about Globe, go online to gaybusiness.com.au/globe.
Minus 18 are busting out these school holidays with a Superheroes Dance Party on Tuesday, September 29 at the Vault in Collingwood.
Dust off your cape and fight crime on the dance floor with other same-sex attracted youth in a drug, alcohol and smoke-free environment. No pass-outs available.
Featuring the main stage and all-new chill-out room. Live DJs, bands, performances and prizes for best dressed. It's going to be an epic night.
Attention. Are you ready for this?
If you're 18 or under, come down on Tuesday, September 29 from 4 till 10 p.m. at the Vault in Collingwood.
For more details or the latest queer youth events, check out minus18.org.au.
Minus 18 is funded by Freezer, a Victorian government initiative.
Listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9, we had a lovely interview with Tabby from the Monash University Shakespeare Company in regards to Othello, the production that's going on at the moment. And before that, we had a even lovelier interview with Kirsty from Youth Decide.
It was interviews all around. It's actually quite interesting that the Othello production they're doing, like an interesting spin on it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I saw it personally last week. It was just unbelievably amazing, because the spin and the way that they present it, it's totally different to the original content of the play itself.
Yeah, it still was gripping.
Yes. And that's what Shakespeare's all about. He made up words and it's all cool.
Shall we introduce ourselves?
That would be a good idea. I am Kyle.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Dan.
And Stan's our show.
Yeah, it is. And just then, we also heard Micah's little promo for his superheroes event in Minus 18. He's not here, but he still manages to get on air somehow.
He does. He's magic. Oh, magic Micah. We got an email from Kian. Hey, guys, I liked High School Musical, but Glee came out and it owns. High School Musical got too cheesy. P.S. I'm a totes Gleek. Well, we figured that out. Figured that out at the start. Can't wait to watch it on telly this Thursday. So there's some Gleek fans out
good
there.
Good on you, Keen, for being a Gleek.
Yeah. And Micah loves the song from Glee as well. It's like a Glee thing. I think everyone's going crazy over it. It'll be the new big thing, I reckon.
It's probably going to be bigger and better than High School Musical.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Dan is totally missing out on this.
Look, you know, I'll get like middle-aged one point and go, right, I need to catch up on what the kids are doing.
We're going to hear from the Backstreet Boys. I got a new song.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I got very excited. It's Straight Through My Heart from the Backstreet Boys. After that, we're going to be talking to Liam from Equal Love about the rally that's going on in Melbourne in November. Backstreet Boys right now.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
The Drummond Street Relationship Centre is committed to providing support for you and the community.
They provide skilled counselling for adults, queer youth and for same-sex parented families.
Their team consists of qualified and experienced social workers and psychologists dedicated to getting your relationships back on track. Go to dsrc.org.au for more information.
Are you born to be wild? Or just looking for a leisurely ride with like-minded bikers? Melbourne Motorcycle Tourers hold events for the gay and lesbian community, like day and weekend rides, attend motorcycle events, and just get together to have some fun. Check out motorcycletourers.org.au and get your motor running.
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9.
Well done.
That's very sexy. Kyle, Sarah and Dan here with you on Dan's very special last show. He's getting teary. Bye-bye. Yeah.
I'm going back to bed.
You've still got your Fool in the Opera show?
I do, yeah. Sunday's at 6. And because Mike is not here, I get to play a little bit of opera later.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. I'm permitting this. I'm sure we'll get a flood of emails from Micah. Don't let it happen.
Young people like opera too.
Yeah, he'll get used to it.
They really do.
Sure. Right, no, I do like opera, Dan. We're really teasing you tonight. Well, I'm teasing you.
Well, this is your last chance to, so, yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah.
Rub it right in, I reckon. That's the best way to do it.
Hey, Dan, you smell like cordial.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that was like teasing someone.
Yeah, but then you're getting nice about it.
So, we've got Equal Love.
We do. Liam, coming up soon. Liam is joining us from Equal Love right now. Good evening, Liam.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good. We're talking about the fantastic rally that's happened on August 1st this year. There's a lot of reaction that came from it. You were behind organising that?
Yep, that's right. The Equal Love team is a campaigning group that organised the demonstration.
How long has Equal Love been around? What is its main function?
Well, it's been around over the last few years, and the impetus for it was the ban of same-sex marriage in 2004. Which was, of course, brought in by the Liberal government with support of the Labor Party. And the main sort of premise of why we're around is to fight for this very basic and civil right, which is same-sex marriage.
Your role with Equal Love, with the National Union of Students, rather, is as the National Queer Officer. Tell me a bit more about what your role is there.
Well, the National Union of Students is the peak representative body for students in Australia. We represent students on a national level. And as part of that, we do have a queer office where myself and Heidi, who's based in Sydney, represent LGBTI students and take up some of the most important campaigns to queers, which is same-sex marriage is obviously one of the most important issues for queers. So,
yeah.
Can I ask, Liam, in terms of young queers these days, I mean, we had a lot of advocacy and that sort of stuff happening in, you know, the 70s and the 80s. Is marriage something that people still want to get behind?
Well, definitely. There's a whole manner of ways that sort of displays itself. For instance, last year on the campuses, we collected 30,000 signatures from students for a petition for same-sex marriage, which was actually tabled earlier this year by Senator Sarah Hanson-Young from the Greens with her bill, which would amend the Marriage Act, rather, to allow for same-sex marriage. And also on August 1, the fantastic demonstration in Melbourne where we had 5,000 people. A huge range of people were actually younger, were students, had come along bringing all their friends and, in some cases, family. And I think that really that youthful element really has helped sort of propel this issue not just in the media, but also on the streets in people's everyday lives. So I think definitely it's an issue that younger people and younger queers are particularly engaged in and interested in.
Now, there's a rally in November, again, same sort of thing. We're marching through the city. What's the reason for another march around that time?
Well, the demonstration on the 28th of November is going to be, I suppose it has a dual reason, but the main thing is to launch the Year of Action for Same-Sex Marriage, which Equal Love is holding in 2010. Obviously, next year, this is going to be an election year, and we don't want this to be yet another election where this isn't a key political issue that the politicians have to face and that they have to answer. So the demonstration is very much going to be to build on the momentum of the 1st of August, to hopefully build our support, keep the debate raging for this year, but also to launch the Year of Action that's coming up.
Now, in terms of the rally, what would you like people to do? Is it just simply to turn up and kind of cheer along, or is there, you know, stuff that they can also do in order to make a real impact?
Well, I think definitely coming along will be a real impact in making sure that people bring their friends and their family. But also one of the things that we're running is a petitioning campaign. which is from the petition, we're hoping to at least match the 30,000 petitions that we got last year. Mm. And I think that this is going to be a fantastic way to yet again sort of affirm the mass support, the mass sentiment that exists. But I think really to actually shift the politicians, to make it a debate, it is what ordinary people do that really is crucial and that really matters. So these are all the sort of things I think would be fantastic for people to get involved in.
Is there other stuff they can get involved with in terms of like writing to their local MP or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. All these sort of actions really do matter. I said the petitions, if people are involved in groups such as Amnesty International and GetUp, which have been quite supportive in the past, they're networks, I think, which really could begin to take up this issue a lot more. And also on campus, we hold regular political events through the queer departments and things like that, which would be fantastic for more people to get involved in.
If someone wants to make an inquiry to the Senate, what do they do? How do they go about it?
The inquiry, the submissions to the inquiry, you can access from the Australian Marriage Equality website and from the Equal website. The current word is that the submissions to the Senate inquiry is going to be handed down just 2 days before the November 28th demonstration on November the 26th. And from all the details we have at the moment, is there's currently 8,000 submissions which are against same-sex marriage and 16,000 which are for it, which is a fantastic result. But yeah, if people want to do that, they should feel more than confident to do so.
Yeah, all the info is on the website. What is the website?
It's equallove.org.
.org.
Or that you could just Google Equal Love and the first thing that comes up.
Don't click on the pictures link, though. Something funny might come up then. I was being dumb. I'll put my mind in the gutter. Don't worry.
Okay.
Sure. The rally is being held at the State Library on Swanston Street right here in Melbourne on Saturday the 28th of November at 1 p.m. It's a fantastic cause, obviously. Equallove.org is the website. Check it all out. There's plenty happening around for Equal Love. There's plenty happening in terms of submitting to Parliament, to the Senate, to get some action happening. And like you say, next year is election year. You want to have this as the prominent thing they're fighting for.
Sorry, could you say that again? The phone's cutting in and out.
Sorry, I was just saying it's a fantastic cause and it's something we all want to get behind with election year next year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's time that the government and all the politicians and all the people in power and society stop trying to ignore this issue away and address that this is a question of basic civil rights. This is about people's lives. This is about the way we relate to each other. This is a civil rights issue and it's been some movement on it and true equality is long overdue.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Liam. Equallove.org.
The Joy 94.9 T-shirt design competition is back for 2009 and we want to see the passion in your fashion. Get creative and come up with a design that will be seen at all the big events on the Joy crew for the summer and 2010. Plus, there's great prizes to be won too. Entries close October 30. For more details, see the T-shirt competition link under the Joy highlights section at joy.org.au.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9, not port.
Not port, point 0.9.
Point, not port. I think I'm getting old.
Need a drink.
I think, yeah, Dan's
old. Of water. But we are a good port for, you know, young people connecting with the gay and lesbian community.
Yes, we are. That's exactly what we are. Thanks, Dan. Dig, dig, dig. We've had some fantastic emails in. A bit of respondents would be the word, I suppose, from all our talks with Equal Love. Thanks to Equal Love, on the August 1st, our friends all attended the protest whilst my partner and I of 19 years were married in Montreal in Canada. It was great for everyone to come together whilst we were married and provided them hope that we'll all be the same one day. Leo and Craig, that's so good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I always get sort of a bit emotional. I've got friends through work who have gone overseas, gotten married, and come back, and all their friends acknowledge the fact that they are actually married, and they just treat them like any other married couple. Which is a fantastic thing.
And it's, you know, it's quite a simple thing to ask for, really.
It is. It's not much. You just put a piece of paper there and everyone's the same. You can SMS 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And earlier tonight, we were discussing Glee and High School Musical and which one I would think is better or what you would prefer as better. I personally would be Glee.
Yeah,
but
I might be changed after hearing that song before. I did like it. I did like it a lot. But I'm waiting to be swayed by Dan's music later on. He's got it sitting here. He's just got his clicky finger on, and
yeah,
he just
I'm
wants
still
to push
deciding
play.
What's the best option. Like Mike has texted in saying no,
no opera.
Yeah.
Frowny face. Right now, we're going to hear from Danny Minogue, "Love Fight."
Glitter and Tonic on Joy 94.9.
He's Byron.
Byron.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
For all the latest in hot celebrity news, music and entertainment.
Catch Glitter and Tonic Wednesday nights from 11 p.m. only on Joy 94.9.
You've hunted for the perfect show, and now you've found it with Glitter and Tonic. Now hunt for the perfect man at Joy sponsor Manhunt. Manhunt.net.
Manhunt.net.
No shirt, no pants, no worries.
Generation Next. It's Kyle, Dan and Sarah here with you tonight. It's been a big show tonight. Plenty happening. Last week we talked about sharing your Facebook passwords and your email passwords and sharing email addresses and all that sort of thing. So I got my YouTube-y fingers on and I found this hilarious video during the week. Actually, one of my friends posted it on Facebook.
Right.
And I saw it and I thought, you must have been listening to Generation Next. You know exactly what I'm looking for. It's on today. It's called Today Now, and it's sort of like a mock Good Morning Australia show sort of thing, but it's American. And it's absolutely hilarious. Have a listen. I'll put it on the blog later on. It's quite funny. Yes, that was a very interesting video. I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
It's called a parody,
absolutely,
isn't it, Carl?
That is a big parody. I'll put that on the blog because I thought it was quite funny.
You're on Gen Next on Joy 94.9.
And who's with
Carl,
us?
Carl, Sarah and Dan.
Dan on his last show. Dan, what's been your most favourite part of Generation Next on all your years on Generation Next?
I can't get that in my mind now.
It's going to be distracting you forever now.
Well, you know what? I think that the thing about Gen Next, because I kind of joined Gen Next a little bit late, and it's really great to see young people getting involved with their, you know, gay and lesbian community station, but also like aiming to make a difference. Like, and that's the thing that I find incredibly inspiring. As I'm just about to fall out of youth, to see you know young people holding the ship together, and yeah,
jump. It's even sad. I'm leaving soon. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for feeling really sad. No, I'm going off to training. As we said last week, Sarah's still here, Mike is still here, but Dan's leaving us, and he doesn't love us anymore.
Are you going off to the radio course?
Yes, the Taste of Radio course, which Joy offers, which is a fantastic course, which is a great introduction to radio.
And if you'd like to find out more information, you can check out courses at joy.org.au.
That's correct.
Send us an email.
And you can also download our podcast, which we're podcasting every single week now. As I said, I download it every week, which I love.
Where do you find the podcast?
At Generation Next site on the joy.org.au. I don't remember the blog address. Generation Next.
You can check it all out at joy.org.au/generationnext.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Right now, though, we're going to listen to Dan's opera. He's chosen a more suitable opera for our youth. And,
yes.
We appreciate that.
I know that Michael would completely resist, but I've picked something that he'd actually find kind of slightly cool in a geeky way.
Yep.
It's from a video game.
Okay.
Fact. From Nintendo, but it's called Fire Emblem, and basically they sing the whole plot of the game in opera.
Ah, let's have a listen.
So, you think you can dance, but can you also sing, swing, body pop to hip-hop, and bring it all live on stage when it counts?
Joy 94.9 is offering underexposed GLBTIQ artists a chance to share their talent with the whole of Melbourne for a special live show at the Arts Centre during midsummer 2010.
We're looking for cabaret singers, electropop, burlesque and hip-hop performers and more, so get in quick for your chance to be part of this very special Joy showcase.
Send a demo CD and short bio with all your contact details to Joy Midsummer Show, care of Joy 94.9, level 9, 225 Bourke Street, Melbourne, 3000.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9. I'm Sarah.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Dan.
For the very
goodbye.
Last time.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan.
Can I also say a shout out to Shane as well?
Who's
because
pestering outside the window. He's driving an imaginary car. Hi, Shane.
Because that particular song that we just played also comes from Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yes.
Mm.
And it was in Japanese, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the lyrics. They're very funny lyrics. You've got to look them up.
I'll find them and put them on the blog.
Yeah.
And now Shane's doing
Pikachu.
Nintendo. Yeah. I choose you, Pikachu. We had a massive show tonight. I don't know if he can hear that we're making fun of him, but it's okay. We had a massive show tonight. We're talking Glee versus High School Musical.
High School Musical. All the craziness happens on this show.
It does. It's the craziest hour on Joy.
That's right. I'll miss it. There was a bit of Shakespeare, A New Take on Othello.
Mm. Kirsty joined us from Youth Decide, which is a fantastic cause to get behind.
Liam from Equal Love.
Yes, which was fantastic. Plenty more, and we all cried over Dan's last show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Check out our blog. We are podcasting as well, so download the podcast tomorrow. Check out the blog tomorrow. We're just all over your life. So basically, we love you, Melbourne and Australia and the whole wide world. Bye, Dan. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye, Australia.
Bye.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.